This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Cut him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, and away we go. It is DiPietro. It is Rothenberg. One of the great sports weekends we've seen in a very long time. Rick, you weren't here on Friday. Grasa, I think he more than adequately held down the fort. We're happy to have you back, and let's get rolling here. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, David. I am still enjoying the aftermath of what was a championship weekend.
For Milo and his team,
yeah.
Really?
Yes, there was a cup, there was medals.
Did you coach this team?
I did coach this team.
Nice.
To the point, David, where we had a celebratory stop at Pepe's in New Haven.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
As a team or as an individual family?
As a family.
Nice.
And my mouth is devastated.
Why? From the heated pizza?
The second that pizza came out of the oven.
Hey, you're an idiot.
It went right into the mouth, and my mouth is just destroyed.
I mean, what's the matter with you?
I couldn't help myself. You should have seen the look of this pizza when it came out of the oven.
Yeah, but if you wait 5 minutes, now it's scrubbed. Because when it's that hot anyway, it's not delicious. It's
I burn! Well, I blew on it for a second. I thought I adequately blew.
You can't just wait the 5 minutes, huh?
I couldn't. I was so hungry.
Oh, look at this. I didn't even know this.
What?
Mel Kiper's joining us today.
Yeah, speaking of Mel Kiper, too.
What?
Yeah, what?
What?
So, I'm getting prepared for this big trip. Bunch of games. I mean, you got three kids. There's lots of stuff happening. And I said to my wife before we left, I said, hey, we have to stop and get this package out to Mel.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
She's like, well, we're supposed to meet your grandmother. And you're like, it's just going to... I said, it doesn't matter. Nana can wait. This is the week of the draft. We need Mel Monday. We need Mel Thursday. We need him Friday. We need him Monday.
Yep.
Mel needs the good stuff.
Okay.
So, all packed up, all iced up. I put a couple extra ice in there. I got 15 fat-free Ready Whips.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All boxed up. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Wrapped it extra times just so nothing happens.
Gorgeous.
Get to my place.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here's a cell phone number. Da-da-da-da. Here's the package. Where's it going? Mel Kiper. Oh, look, there's Mel's name. Boom. That's the right address. Let's go. What's in the box? I said, come on. I mean, you know what's in the box.
Uh-oh.
What's in the box? I said, well, it's whipped cream in the box. He said, what? I said, it's whipped cream. I've sent this with you before. Well, let me check. I need to check if we can send that.
Oh, no.
I said, what do you mean? You got to check if we can send that. You see his name right here.
What's in the box?
I send Mel whipped cream like around this time, you know, once every couple weeks. I got to make a phone call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's on the phone, and I can tell by his face that he's going to be a problem with this.
Oh, no.
Tells me, no, we can't send it.
Why?
Because it's hazardous materials.
Whipped cream?
Yeah, whipped cream in the canisters. Hazardous. I said, but I've already sent it like four or five times.
I've sent it like 700 times.
Right. And I was like, I think I sent it with you. And he's like, nope, can't do it.
That's not it?
No, that's not it. Of course that's not it.
So now you have to find another place.
Now I have to trek to another place.
Luckily for us. Has that happened?
Never. This has never happened to me before.
No. Has that other place happened yet?
Oh, did it happen?
Yeah.
I took extra time, made Nana Ginny wait extra, and I went and found another place. And luckily for us, big fan of the show, boom, whipped cream gone.
When did it go out?
He's already got it.
He got it.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, yeah. No wonder. Yeah. 8 o'clock. Not he'll join us in the 8 o'clock, the 9 o'clock. He'll join Greeny's show. He'll join every show you want.
Oh, this will be the best draft week he's ever had in his life.
So he's got 15 in hand.
15 ice cold cans.
This is beautiful.
Ice cold.
This is beautiful. So yeah, RJ, you go asking whatever you want this week. We want a Monday, Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Hmm.
What do you mean, No, he'll do it.
Yeah, what does that mean,
Well, we're a show of honesty here, yes?
I don't like the sound of this at all. No.
You know what RJ's like. He's like the guy at the post office now. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
What?
This is not my doing, though.
Oh, no.
Well, whose show is he going on?
No one yet. But here's where we stand with that. And there's a lot of things to get to. I didn't know we were going to lead with this, but here we go.
I didn't know we were going to lead with it either. I didn't know there was going to be a holdup with the whipped cream, and I didn't realize that now you were going to have bad news.
So, time for an honesty
and
broken.
And I don't have bananas!
No bananas. Whose fault is that?
Nobody's fault, really.
So,
I'll tell you what happened.
All right, go ahead.
So I typically park on the street. Today I had to park in the lot, and it's way away from the banana guy, and I didn't have time to stop for bananas.
We're all starving in here.
Tell me about it. Go ahead, RJ.
So reached out to Mel. Today lined up. Great. Talked about later in the week. This is over the weekend. This isn't like just now. Got on his radar, said, hey, Mel, what are you thinking? Thursday, Friday, you know, what can we do? So he says, I typically don't do hits Thursday or Friday morning.
Right. You know what else typically doesn't happen? That a man receives 15 cans of whipped cream in the mail.
So I went back and looked last year.
He definitely did at least the day of or after. Guaranteed.
Yes. We keep a track of all these things. He did not join us Thursday morning. So I can give a pass there. However, he did join us Friday. And I would like him to do so once again and ask for such a thing. And he just said, it's going to be tough.
Oh. Did you respond with last year you joined us on Friday?
So I did not bring that up explicitly. However, I did point out, hope you're enjoying the cans of whipped cream. Rick went to a lot of trouble. Uh-huh. That's all out there.
Grandmother had to wait extra time for him because of the whipped cream.
That's all out there and on Mel's docket right in front of him. So the Fridays where we're hung up, and I feel bad delivering this news to you here and now. I don't feel it's the place, but here we are.
And how about next Monday? Is that locked away?
I think that's doable, but once we got hung up on the Friday, it was tough to move past.
All right, we'll talk to him later. He's joining us at 8 o'clock this morning. By the way, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Here's what we need from you guys today. Because there's so much going on. Yankees, tough weekend. Mets, great road trip. Didn't end on a high note, but 7-3, you'll take that. Islanders on the brink.
Yuck.
Nets are done. Rangers, tough loss on Saturday night. I was at that game. Saw Raymond. Alex was heckling opposing fans. But we start with the Knicks. And here's what we need from you guys. 1-800-919-3776. Rick. What a Knicks weekend. And listen, there's times when I'm wrong. I had a feeling this was going to happen. I don't think Cleveland is better than the Knicks, and Madison Square Garden was too much for the Cavaliers, and the Knicks beat them and beat them pretty soundly two straight games.
Yeah, two straight games. I mean, especially that first game, the defense. But I mean, I was, and again, I mean, this is the beauty of the playoffs. You never know what's going to happen. Is you do your best before the series to kind of look through the matchup and decide, you know, which team you like better. I mean, this is a 4-5 series. This is going to be, I mean, you'd think it would be a closely contested series. But, I mean, the one variable that I thought when we picked the series was something you could kind of just rely on for the Cavs was going to be Donovan Mitchell. And, I mean, especially yesterday, Donovan Mitchell
was terrible.
Was not good.
No, he was terrible. Could you imagine what the reaction of the New York fan would be if Donovan Mitchell was giving you that here?
No, you understand that before the series, with Stephen A. yelling and everyone else talking about it, we went over what the worst-case scenario would be in the series and what the best-case scenario would be in the series. Worst-case scenario would be R.J. Barrett stinks, Donovan Mitchell's awesome, and the Cavs destroy you. Best-case scenario would be you hold Donovan Mitchell in check and R.J. Barrett's great and you win the series. And outside of those first two games, and I know they were not good games. R.J. Barrett had the first two games of the series, but since they got home, he's been great. He's been awesome, and Donovan Mitchell has not.
That is 100% accurate. And the fans at the Garden have been. I can't even believe that it's to this level, right? I mean, Mitchell Robinson has been great. Josh Hart is wonderful.
Awesome.
Brunson has been great. Remember when we said they need guys besides Brunson and Randall to step up. Now, Randall has been, in these two games in the Garden, has been awful, right? He's been awful. If I would have told you that the Knicks would win both games at the Garden, be up 3-1 on the verge of moving on, and you would say that Julius Randle had been just unplayable, really. They couldn't even play him in the fourth quarter of the game yesterday. You would have never, ever believed that, but that's where we are. And you know why? Because Josh Hart and R.J. Barrett and Jalen Brunson. It doesn't really matter, Rick. And Robinson's been so good on the glass, and they've crushed them on the glass. It doesn't matter what three guys really step up, as long as you get three, and the Knicks have had three-plus guys step up in every game. That's, I guess, game two.
Right, even Obi yesterday had the 8 rebounds. It gave you good quality minutes.
He was good. He closed down the stretch.
Right. Well, Randle didn't play in the fourth quarter.
We couldn't. He was awful yesterday.
Yeah, he's clearly, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's got to be compromised a little bit with the ankle. Has to be.
Yeah, that ankle injury has kind of gone away pretty quickly, though, hasn't it?
What do you mean? Has
the conversation about it.
Right. But, I mean, Tibbs brought it up after the game yesterday. Like, I mean, it's definitely something he's dealing with. But, I mean, to your point, I mean, you've had Brunson step up, Hart step up. I mean, I guess there's something to be said, too, about, I mean, you saw what happened in game two where, I mean, Garland had that awesome first half and LeVert was really good. Like, role players play better at home. And since we got to New York, like, our secondary guys, R.J. Barrett in particular, he's not a secondary guy, but after what he looked like in the first two games, has been great in these two games. And Josh Hart, bottom line, is just built for playoff basketball.
He's amazing. What a steal he's been, huh?
Dude, he's been all of them, though. I mean, you mentioned Hartenstein, too.
Hartenstein's been excellent. But, I mean, he actually was funny because he was closing. I guess Robinson came in at the very end. But Hartenstein got most of the run in the second half of that game yesterday.
Because he's been that good. I mean, you mentioned the rebounds, too. The Knicks had 17 offensive rebounds to Cleveland 7 yesterday. Like, I mean, you held a team. You held, in this today's NBA, you held a team to less than 80 points in a playoff game.
Right, which is unbelievable. It's the only time all regular season or postseason, so the entire year, that a team has not gotten to 80 points in a single game.
That's unheard of. It's unheard of. That place was, I'm happy you went. That place was just,
well, I didn't go to the Knicks. I went to the Rangers on Saturday.
Oh, you went to the Rangers. But you could see, I'm sure the Rangers game was crazy too. But
I think the Knicks were crazier. Well, I think with the Knicks, I think there's like a desperation. The Rangers were up 2-0, so I don't think there was that same desperation for the. I think the Rangers game will be a little nuttier tonight, I would guess.
Oh yeah, it would have to be. You can't drop both at home.
No,
cannot.
No, and Grasso with his "it's over" nonsense on Friday.
Oh, why do people insist on doing that?
I don't know,
man?
But it's, I got very annoyed.
The playoffs is such a roller coaster, dude. I mean, just relax. Every game is its own entity.
People can't relax. You know this. One thing happens, one game happens, they lose their minds, they're so excited, they can't relax.
It's because Gross is a Devils fan, too. I mean, he's trying to do the reverse psychology thing.
Well, it worked on Saturday night.
No, you got schmitted on Saturday.
Oh, God. I don't know what this guy is.
He's good.
Clearly. He played well. It was a good game.
Yeah, he played well. Your power play wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. I didn't think the Rangers played all that well.
Well, you mentioned it. I mean, it's like the Devils are playing for their lives. It's tough to get to that level. I mean, Rangers are going to be fine.
I think they'll be fine as well. All right, so let's get to the calls, 1-800-919-3776, and hear from the particulars with the Knicks. How about this one now? Josh Hart, MSG Network, how'd you shut down? And that's what they did yesterday, shut down Donovan Mitchell. How'd you do it? Oh, no.
It was a team effort and just trying to be physical, you know, have him seeing bodies, minimize those driving lanes and making him be forced into tough step back twos or threes. And, you know, that was kind of our game plan. And he's a heck of an offensive player. And, you know, that's all we got to do is try to force him into tough ones. If he makes it, he makes it. If not, you know, we're going.
Well, they were amazing with him yesterday. He was not good. Garland had that little run where he was really good. But outside of that, and I thought this coming into the series, I was surprised that so many people were saying Cleveland's just a considerably better team. I don't think that. I don't think Cleveland is a better team than the Knicks.
Well, they're not deeper than the Knicks. The Knicks have more depth. I think a lot of people, including myself, I just leaned on the fact that you've seen Donovan Mitchell in the playoffs and you've seen him have a lot of success in the playoffs. And I just thought at his level that, I mean, he would find a way. Didn't you think at some point here in these two games he was going to go off?
Yeah, I did.
Like, I fully expected him to have a huge night in game three or game four, and he didn't.
No, he has not. He's been very, I mean, he had the one game, what was it, game one, he was great.
game one, he was great. Game two was the 13 assists.
Right,
was Garland's
he was more of the
game.
Facilitator.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the Knicks defensively have just been
it's smothering.
Been amazing.
It's
well, but you, dude, here's the thing, though, too, and you mentioned it. You just mentioned, I mean, you mentioned if I told you that Julius Randle wouldn't play in the fourth quarter of the game and only have 7 points, how about IQ having no points?
And Grimes
IQ
not playing?
Zero. Right, he played 19 minutes at 0 points.
Right, if I would have given you a script of Grimes doesn't play, Quickley's almost unplayable, and Randle is unplayable, you say, oh, my, did we get swept? No, up 3-1 is where we are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ had a busy weekend. Did you know this was the baby shower weekend, Rick?
This was. I was talking to RJ before the show. Got some beautiful gifts.
Yeah. I saw photos.
No panini press. This is how you know. This is how you know no one knows RJ the way we know and love RJ.
I wouldn't know to get him a panini press.
Oh, yeah, of course you would now. Well, you missed the show. You know he's the teeny weeny panini genie. Top rated paninis in all of SUNY Brockport.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was the panini, the master.
Right. And who doesn't love a panini?
Now, you don't have a panini maker now?
No.
Why?
I'm out of the game. I walked away.
Do you want back in or no?
Not really.
Oh, so he doesn't even want back in.
I was content with my career.
It's like when people come up, you want to play goalie still? Nope.
He doesn't want, so then maybe you don't know him as well as you think you do.
Big mention for Brockport yesterday by Jeff Van Gundy during the telecast.
Well, he's a Brockport guy, right?
Yeah, we don't get along, though, my school and his family.
What?
They fired his dad, and he doesn't talk to us anymore.
Oh, no.
He doesn't talk to the school?
No.
So why did he make mention of Brockport?
Well, he grew up there in that town.
He grew up and then attended Brockport.
Yes. His dad was coaching there. No one cares about this but us, but
yeah, I think people care.
He used to, the Van Gundys in a small school in upstate New York were once very close, and then they canned his dad and they hate us.
Well, was it like a fair firing?
I'm not sure. I think that's the point of contention.
That's the crux of the issue. All right, let's get back to the Knicks. 1-800-919-3776. Tom Thibodeau on the atmosphere at the Garden for these two games.
There's nothing like the Garden. The energy that comes with the building, what it means, all that stuff. So I thought our fans brought great energy, and that's helpful. But we have the best fans, and it's the best arena to play in. So there's nothing like a big game in the Garden.
I cannot even imagine what it would be like if this team went on like a real run. Like you know, winning multiple series, going to the Eastern Conference or the NBA Finals. I saw video yesterday. They're climbing poles. They're jumping on cars for a 3-1 lead in the first round.
Go, yeah, well, they can smell it.
That's crazy.
But the people, this is, you know this. You've been doing this long enough. I mean, you mentioned Knicks phones light up. This is a basketball town.
I saw that guy yesterday.
You saw him?
The don't
go
you regret
fighting,
that
go
guy?
Oh, you wish you can't do
it. He's actually
pretty tall. It was surprising.
Where did you see him? Like on the street?
Outside the Garden.
Let's go, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
It was him, and somehow Victor Cruz was there.
Oh, nice.
The two of them were hanging out?
No, they just happened to be in the same area.
This is where Raymond hangs out with the celebrities.
Well, he is a celebrity.
Right.
I don't even know that guy's name, but he's a celebrity.
I'm surprised they don't, when they go around Celebrity Row, it's not like Pete Davidson is here and Ben Stiller is here and Raymond Santiago is here.
I'm not shoving old men away. Stop it.
Daniel Jones got quite the, he had quite the weekend. He was at the game on Saturday, and then he was at the game yesterday on Sunday, right?
He was.
Yeah.
Both games.
And then Shane.
Dable and Shane.
Shane and Dable were there. They weren't there Sunday also, were they?
No, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't run and tackle them on Saturday.
It's funny. A buddy of mine said that his son was at the game sitting next to Shane and Dable. He's like, why don't you go, you know, talk to my son, then he'll introduce you, because he's talking to Dable the entire game. I was like, I'm focusing on the Rangers now. I'm not desperate to meet Shane and Dable at this moment.
Who else was your son talking to?
Oh, my son. That was my friend's son that was down there.
You said your son was terrorizing people.
He was heckling people.
Well, because...
terrorizing these poor devil fans.
No, I don't think you're accurate with terrorizing. I don't think that's fair. What happened was, in the box next to us, there were these just loud, obnoxious devil's family and these two little girls who looked like the two girls from, like the Red Rum girls from, what movie is that? The one with Jack Nicholson. The Shining, right? Remember those two twin girls in the hallway?
That's what the girls looked like?
Yeah. Right, these like redheaded girls, right? And they were just like, let's go, devil, let's go. So people started screaming at them, like, shut the bleep up.
You know. God.
And by people.
No, not Alex. Until they started like, hey, Ranger fans think. He's like, you shut up. And then he started going after them. I was like, and I told the dad, I was like, you got to keep these girls in check, please.
Oh, God.
And yeah, but he was not happy. But he was not the only one. There were grown men screaming, giving them the finger.
And by grown
little
men,
girls.
By grown men, you mean?
By Dave.
No, I don't.
Wait,
I don't.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you stayed silent?
I didn't say anything. No.
It was a grown man.
And then finally Alex turns to me and goes, it's bedtime, ladies.
Whoops.
It's bedtime, ladies. All right, let's get to some of these calls. 1-800-919-3776. Alpha in Queens. Good morning, Alpha. Lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys, man. What a great day to be a Knicks fan. I had to call in, man. I love you guys' show, man, big time. But
Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about the Knicks real quick. Yes, sir. Man, coming into the season, I really didn't have crazy expectations. I was really excited with the Jalen Brunson signing, but this guy is, like, he's special, man. And this team, I've been a Knicks fan since 99, and this is probably one of the deepest teams that we've had in a long time. So I'm looking at the Eastern Conference, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to get too excited. I think we can beat Cleveland. I think we're better overall. But
I'll tell you what, Alpha, you better beat Cleveland.
I know. We will. But I'm looking at the injuries. I'm looking at Miami. I'm looking at the Bucks. I like our chances against Boston, and I'm...
No, I don't want to do this, Alpha. Don't do this.
Don't doubt it.
Don't do this. I understand you think they're going to be Cleveland. They should be Cleveland. I believe they will beat Cleveland. Root for Miami. Now, I am a person, Rick, that never plays that game of, I'm going to root for this team to hope to play this team. I don't do that. But that's clear as the day is long. You want Miami to beat Milwaukee... Because, A, they're not nearly as good. B, you have home court.
Right. And this is one of the times, and you know how much I hate the whole bracket system in the playoffs,
right.
But that you're happy that it actually exists.
Right. But Miami smoked him in game three. Game four is tonight. Do we know if Giannis is going to play in this game?
I think he did some work. No, we don't know for a fact. He did some work with coaches. I don't know what his availability for tonight is.
At a minimum, he's hobbled, and that's going to be an extended series. At a minimum.
Yes. Yeah. And listen, I don't know what's happening with Joel Embiid's knee and everything else, but I mean, it's playing a, even if the Bucks get through and Giannis is compromised as opposed to a fully loaded Celtics or Sixers team is better.
Absolutely. But there's a real chance it could be Miami.
Right, of course.
Which would be just amazing. Juan in Bethlehem. Juan, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say it's really exciting being a Knicks fan this time around. And I don't know if you guys think that RJ, the way he has played in this last two games, does it have any correlation to what's this guy's name that got benched?
Julius Randle?
Like this, yes. So Randle has been playing poorly. RJ showed up. Does it have any correlation? So, because we have had this conversation that he has stopped his development. So I don't know what you guys think about that.
No, I don't think there's a correlation because, I mean, Randle was playing poorly when RJ was playing well. They've been on the court a bunch together. I just think that either Randle, I mean, he hasn't shot well. He settles for a lot of really bad shots. And then RJ has been very, very aggressive taking the ball to the basket.
And that's when he's at his best.
100%.
And he was actually, I mean, outside of his three-point shooting, which is just not good, period. I mean, 9 of 18 from the field. I mean, that's with 0 for 6 from 3. I mean, that's efficient. It's an efficient 26
points. So he was 9 of 12 from two-point range?
9 of 12 from two-point range and had 13 free throw attempts. So I'd like to see him make more than 8, but...
How many free throws did the Knicks miss yesterday? It must have been a bundle, right?
The Knicks were... They lost 10. They missed 10. They were 18 to 28.
That's awful.
That's not great.
No, that's... But, you know what? Fortunately, it didn't affect them. So we move on, up 3-1. Now, of course, we have to have, you know, the 2 days off, because God forbid you have 1 day off and you travel. So now what? Game 5 is Wednesday. Game 6 is Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, the next game is Wednesday.
Yep. All right. So hopefully the Knicks are ready to roll in that one, close this series up in Cleveland. If not, come home and take care of business on Friday at the Garden.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You should see the stress on one RJ Santillo's baby face, Rick.
Why is he so stressed out?
This whole Mel Kiper thing has him really in a way.
Well, let's see how Mel responds today when we speak to him. After he's on, I mean, he's now experienced the cream and he's on the
That's right.
High.
Yeah. Yeah.
RJ, can you confirm that he had opened and started to use the 15-pack of whipped cream when you were texting with him this weekend or emailing him with
I can't confirm by sight or photo, but only by the rhetoric of which he's speaking. I can only assume that he's cracked into those suckers.
What's in the box?
But I was talking with Ray, yeah. And here's where it's a little uncomfortable.
It shouldn't be uncomfortable.
Well, I feel uncomfortable because, as the brilliant Raymond Santiago said, Mel, as much as we love you, don't get this confused. We are bribing you with whipped cream to come on our show.
Right. The expectation is we're giving you what you need, and in return, we give the fan base what they need, which is more Mel Kiper.
Yes. I mean, otherwise, because Rick, as like pseudo-ownership of this project, he'd have a right to come to us and say, you know, where are the hard-earned dollars going of whipped cream?
Right. And you know what? And this would be awful. But what could see happening? A lessening in the frequency and amount of whipped cream that's sent to him.
Where's my money?
Now, well, this is what you worry about, though. Mel already has a shipment to get him through, I don't know, the next like hour and a half in 15 bottles. You don't think he'd rip us off? Would
no,
he?
No.
He already has the product. He has it.
No, it was a show of good faith is what it was.
And you know what else? You think this is it for him? You think the pumpkin pie whipped cream barrage stops after this 15-can attack? No. This is a...
It could, though.
No.
No, but it could.
You think he's going to stop having pumpkin pie with fat-free whipped cream?
No. But if he doesn't want to play ball, it could stop.
Yeah, I mean, he already has the off-season in sights. He has crab cakes on the mind.
All I want. Yeah, he said no to Thursday, correct?
Yes.
We need a Friday. We need a Thursday mentioned during the draft, which he seems still very open to, right, RJ?
Amenable to, yes.
Yeah. So we get the Thursday mention. We get the Friday spot. 5 minutes. Tell me, how'd the Giants do? How'd the Jets do? What should they do tonight? That's it. And then the Monday, the full recap. That's what I need from Mel. Is that asking too much?
No.
I don't think so.
I would agree. We need Friday. That's our sticking point. We need Friday. So we have to stay together on this.
Yeah, but you of the three of us, you'll be the first one to go running into the corner.
I think that's right.
Because he'll be like, listen, I told you I can't do it. And you'll be like, okay, Mel, well, thank you so much. And I think Rick and I, now we push.
I need your help.
Well, yeah, if that's the case, you actually have to get involved and start pushing.
We're going to do this live on air with Mel. This is not going to be a behind-the-scenes thing. This is going to be live. He joins us straight up at 8 o'clock this morning. Mel, thank you for today. We know you got the whipped cream. We need you Friday after the shout-out on Thursday night.
So you're planning
all the different crab cake places this summer, eating crab cakes, hopefully.
Plan now is to sandbag him.
That's what he did last week. Yeah, that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to back him into a corner until he says yes.
That's right.
I love it.
That's right. That's what we do. We have the control. We have the power. We're gonna use it. Is what we're gonna do. I think
this is not a great look for RJ, though. Let's be honest.
How is this an RJ issue?
Because he doesn't respect RJ, and he's really pushing back on RJ. Let's see what happens when he joins us in a little bit.
We need RJ to get who he wants when he wants. That's what we need from RJ, because he has that kind of power now.
He's a big-time producer.
The guests here don't respect me. If we follow... let's follow the brand growth. Well, sad thing is Buster Olney, who doesn't respect me, also doesn't respect you now, which is troubling. I've dragged you down with me.
How about this? April 20th. Hey, can you hop on for 5 minutes today? Talk a little Scherzer. That was Thursday. Guess what he said in response?
No.
Nothing. He has not responded.
Crickets.
He now... Well, Buster associates you with me, which is not good.
No.
I'll tell you what's the problem. Have you taken Buster out for the lunch you promised him?
No.
Right.
How can I? Does it respond to me?
You guys need to start asserting your dominance. What is power if the muscle does not get involved? You guys need to get involved.
I've been saying the same thing to you for how many years?
That's kind of a stretch.
RJ, do you have anything to add? Because otherwise we can get right back to these Knicks calls.
No, we can move on.
Okay, let's move on. You say Juan in New Orleans, I like it, is a good caller. You're on 98.7. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Let me just say, this is my first time to call, and I live in New Orleans. And I love listening to the show. I was listening when you guys had Canty and the Cole Group. You guys are the most interesting show on the radio.
Thank you.
With that said,
see what you've done. There's a buttering up, and now you're going to drop the hammer. Go ahead.
Okay, I live in New Orleans. We've had Anthony Davis. We've had Randall. We've had Drew Holiday, and we've had Josh Hart. And let me tell you, if the baby daddy there started wearing cowboy uniforms, and all of a sudden his kids become a cowboy fan, you wouldn't ask why, would you, Dave? But here is the deal. You have torn up Julius Randle for the entire time I have been listening to you, and now you're surprised that a lot of New York fans don't like Julius Randle.
Let me react to that. I'm surprised that there would be so much animosity when the Knicks are winning games. What is what surprises me? He's been awful. Like, even the biggest Julius Randle fan can't deny the fact that over this past weekend, he was unplayable yesterday, Juan. He was awful this weekend. But why would, when you're up 3-1, when you've played two great games, when you've taken a stranglehold on the series, why would now be the time that people are coming out of the woodwork to attack Julius Randle?
Anthony Davis had sprained his ankle 2 weeks ago. You wouldn't even be able to find Anthony Davis today.
That's a great point.
Mr. Randle will play. We will play him, Josh, Drew, those people. I mean, I watched them day after day before you got to know them. And those guys played. Doesn't matter. Things coming out of their skin, fine. Doesn't matter. So I will tell your fans, your fan base there, that if he's not playing well these 3 days, after a strained ankle that would have kept my dear friend Anthony, sidelined for the next decade, he is hurting, guys. He is hurting because he doesn't. It's not that he's not trying. He's hurting. So I wish you all the best. Thank you for a wonderful call. Congratulations on your show. It's always fun. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Juan. Check in again. He was good. I like Juan.
That's a good, solid call,
that's
David.
That's a high level call is what that is.
Yeah, he's got experience with these players. He's trying to give you some insight. And it doesn't feel like it was a compliment because he kind of buttered you up and then went after you a little bit. But the fact that he thinks that you kind of set the agenda for how people in this area feel about certain players.
There's no way.
He says you say it, people think it.
That you think that because I'm not a Julius Randle guy, that all of a sudden now New York doesn't like Julius Randle? The way Julius Randle plays is very polarizing.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
That's exactly what he said.
I don't think they say that you were influencing. I think he's pointing out, like, how can you call out people for coming down on Julius Randle when you've been doing it this entire time?
Well, no, I think he meant that if you keep saying, if Davis keep...
I'm swaying the people.
Yes,
he's got that much influence over the people.
Yes.
I'm very influential, Raymond.
You are. You definitely are.
Dave's an influencer.
You think I could be an influencer on social media?
No.
No?
You see Dave on TikTok dancing?
No, I can't. Yeah, I can see him singing. I can't see him dance. I've never
seen
Dave dance.
How about Josh Hart stealing my song? You didn't see it, did you?
I don't think he stole your song, though.
You didn't see him singing?
Is that your song? But is that your song?
It's on my greatest hits.
It goes on and on and on and on.
It's one of my greatest hits.
Yeah, but no one sings it like you sing it.
Nobody. He can't sing it like me.
No.
You know what we should do? We should book Josh Hart for the show. We should sing together on the show.
Now that would be Something special.
How good would that be?
You should grow your hair out and get an NY braided in it. That's what you should
Isn't that the Yankees logo he's got or no?
I mean, technically it could be a Knicks logo.
Oh, all right.
I would love to see you. I would love to see you with braids.
His great uncle's Elston Howard, so.
Is that right?
It's true.
I did not know that. I don't think I could do braids.
Oh, you'd have to grow your hair. Yeah, I mean, you have to grow your hair out.
You know what?
No, no.
That's a show bet.
How long would it take you to grow your hair out, though?
My hair grows fast, especially in the summer.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's no, because we got the Knicks City Dancers. We're not changing that one.
Well, but we could, everyone could have their own individual.
So, like a two-part punishment.
It'd be great. I
would pay good money to
have braids?
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
There is nobody more timely in this business who calls exactly when he's supposed to. And here he is, our guest of the day, the great Mel Kiper Jr. Good morning, Mel.
I got to thank you guys for that whipped cream, boy. It was so timely. It came perfect. Every time there's a big box out there, I know who packages it perfectly and has it ready to roll. Camera ready, immediately set to go are you guys. I'll tell you what. I'm going to try to weave you in on Thursday night. Somehow into the conversation, you guys will be included.
Now, you had told us this was going to be during the Giants pick at 25. Couple things. What happens if the Giants trade out of that selection?
Not sure. So I have to think about that possibility.
Yeah, I just want all bases to be covered.
That's a TBD. Maybe during the I'll get it in there somehow, some way.
That's the intent, though, is to get this show with a favorable, lovely comment from you on Thursday, right?
I'm hoping, yeah, if I get enough time. As long as Booger and Lewis don't talk about the Giants for the entire time, we never know. That could be the case, but I'll let Booger and Lewis know to just give me at least a minute.
There you go. So now, Mel, you know we love you. You know how we feel about you. I got to bring something up.
Sure.
This is awkward, but I'm going to do it because of the relationship we have with you. We really need you Friday. I know that you say your schedule is so booked you don't really do hits. Can we convince you 5 minutes on Friday? We ask you two questions about the Giants, two about the Jets. We say thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
It just depends. That's when I have the calls. I have the NFL calls on. That's why I leave that completely closed off from anything. Because a lot of times if I'm on a call, I can't get off, or a call comes in, that's the only time you can get your friends in the National Football League at certain times. So that makes it almost impossible to do radio. If the schedule allows, I just don't know. That's why I don't want to tell somebody something that I can't deliver on.
We totally understand. That's the
problem with that's the problem with the draft day, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're kind of off limits for radio for that reason. Because I've had shows scheduled before and I couldn't do them, or I couldn't get the call I needed. So it's like a tap dance back and forth. So I said, okay, the calls these guys have to call you at a certain time. The kids, call me back in 20 minutes. That's not happening.
Of course.
That's where, again, that's a very tricky thing. But if I can, I will.
All right. Definitely. So if you're like, boy, you know what? I have a 5 minute window right here. I'm going to call the guys. We will take you at any point between 6 and 10 on Friday morning. Deal?
Anytime between 6 and 10 on Friday at this number. Okay?
You got it. All right. So now let's get to the draft. So it sounds like Bryce Young's going to go 1. In your mind, does the draft really start at 2? Because, and not that I want to get into the gambling aspect of things, but I saw that Will Levis is now the betting favorite to go 2 to Houston.
I have no idea who's going 1, 2, 3, 4. To be honest with you, that's not the prediction game's not for me. You try to do it the best you can. Nobody's telling us. I talked to people over the weekend. Nobody even in the league knows what Houston's doing. Bryce Young's going number 1, it looks like. But at 2, nobody knows what Houston's doing. They haven't told anybody, except obviously within the building. So nobody knows, except for the fact that their insiders say it's not going to be C.J. Stroud. So if that's the case, you're either taking Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, or you're trading out of there, or you're taking Will Anderson Jr. So there's three really options there. Make a pick, which will be the quarterback or the pass rusher, or get out and let somebody jump in there and get the quarterback. And then you pick again at 12, so you could still conceivably get a quarterback that you either move up to get or you wait for at 12, which probably won't happen. I would think if they pass on the quarterback at 2, they got to be active trying to get up to get Will, their quarterback slides down to that 7, 8, or 9 spot.
Hey, Mel, why all of a sudden now is all this kind of, I don't want to say smear campaign, but all this negativity coming up about C.J. Stroud?
I don't know. It was Will Levis for the whole 4 months, if you remember. It was the last 4 months. I've been a defense attorney for Will Levis, trying to, you know, say this is just a false narrative that was being created, and it was a lot of unfair criticisms. And everybody has the right to their opinion, but some were very unfair. Like talking about last year when a guy was playing completely injured, head to toe. So if you're going to criticize him, criticize him when he's healthy, not when he's when he's beat up from, like I said, just gutting it out to be out there and couldn't move. So that was the Will Levis 3 months of constant hate, and now you're getting the C.J. Stroud thing coming in. So because Houston's going to maybe pass on him at two, and then Carolina didn't take him at one when he took Bryce Young, who had, back in August we thought was guaranteed to be number one. So I all I could say is Josh Allen. Remember all the negativity with Josh Allen leading up to the draft and draft day morning? Remember that? So and he dropped to seven. So you never know how this thing's going to go. People said this morning, where's Stroud? I don't know where Stroud's going to go. If Houston doesn't take him at two, maybe Indy likes Will Levis over C.J. Stroud. I don't know. Maybe they didn't expect Stroud to be there and they take him over Levis. Where does Richardson factor in? Who trades up? That's what will make Thursday night exciting. Not me telling you I definitively know what's going to happen, because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Mel Kiper Jr. with us here, 98.7 ESPN. So here's the one, and I've heard Mike Tannenbaum really, you know, praised so much, and I liked him a lot at Tennessee, got hurt. Hendon Hooker, do you think we hear his name called on Thursday, or is that unlikely?
I think it's about 50-50. I would agree with a lot of people. I've talked to people over the weekend about Hendon Hooker. Most of the ones I talked to think he's a second-round player. Can he go in the first because of the fifth-year option and getting a young quarterback and having all that, the benefits of a quarterback if you hit on him, a young quarterback, and get it right? Yeah, he could. There was all that talk about Minnesota. I keep bringing up Seattle because they could maybe jump back into the late first or take him at 20 as kind of a luxury pick. But they need defensive help so bad that I don't think they can. So, yeah, Hendon Hooker's going to be one of those guys you just wait and see. Is somebody going to trade back into the late first and get him? Maybe. I'd say right now it's a flip of the coin, 50-50.
Mel Kiper joins us here on the show. Mel, before you got on, we were talking about Saquon and how it sucks. I mean, Saquon Barkley is the face of the franchise, and he's, you know, as from a coaching perspective, like, he's the example. Like, be like Saquon, and, you know, he's going to play on the franchise tag. But Bijan Robinson, how much better is he than the rest of the running backs in this draft?
Well, he's versatile. He's more than just a running back. He can catch, he can block. Jahmyr Gibbs is a guy that can catch and be a home run hitter. We'll see how he does in terms of where he goes first or second round. But as far as Robinson and Barkley comparisons, I didn't have him with his higher grade when it ended. The ratings ended up within the last 3 days. His grade wasn't equal to Barkley for me. Some think he's as good or better, and that's their opinion. I respect that. So the people in the league say, all they say to me is, Mel, he's really, really good. As I said, what do you think of him? Oh, he's really, really good. And so there's a strong sense that Bijan Robinson is going to be, put it this way, as high up on the board with some as Barkley was that year, doesn't mean his grade is equal to Barkley. Some think it is, some think it isn't. So, again, he's talking about where is he going to go. I ask people, they don't know. They think maybe, some people think, I know Todd keeps saying 10 to Philly. Some brought up Atlanta at 8. Some brought up Detroit at 6. Some think that maybe Philly trading back into the first round trading up from 30 into the 20s or into the teens could do that. Dallas could trade up from late 20s to the teens to get him. So, again, that's going to what it's going to be. That's going to be like a talking point for us is Bijan. After really pick 6, 7, 8, after pick 6 and 8, that's what we're all going to be talking about. It's going to be every pick of Philadelphia, 10. Then we're going to get in the middle of the first. Somebody got to try. Bijan's going to be the talk of the first round, I can tell you that.
All right, let me ask you about the Giants, or Rick's going to ask you about the Jets, and then we'll let you go. We know you're going to go and get up in just a couple of moments. About the Giants, everyone has said, oh, it's going to be a receiver, it's going to be a receiver, it's going to be a receiver. Does it make sense in your mind to maybe go the corner at 25? Will there be really impactful receivers there in round two when the Giants pick at 57?
Well, they're good. It depends on who they like. It depends on who slides down into the second round from there. Some think Quentin Johnson could get in the second. Others don't. Again, this is the mystery of this draft. There's a lot of mixed opinion. This draft is one of the most, I guess, mysterious in a long time because of that. Even from the COVID year. I thought the COVID year was that year because you didn't have a lot of information on those players. A lot of guys didn't play a lot of football. Remember Trey Lance? They only played one game that year. So, again, that's the similar feeling this year, that this draft isn't strong, but it's decent from the second round on. First round's really tricky. So for the Giants, I think if Addison's there, I don't think Flowers will be there necessarily. I certainly don't think Jackson Smith and Jigba will be there. Me, Flowers is a small percentage chance. I don't think there's any chance of Smith and Jigba. Addison certainly could be there, and Johnson could be there. And if they like one of those two, then they can take him over the corner. Now, if Deontay Banks or Maryland, the corner's there, Emmanuel Forbes, Mississippi State, say Joey Porter Jr. slides down that far. Some people think that's not going to happen. I heard this weekend maybe he could. So if the corner slash receiver is there, that's a decision they're going to have to make internally. That won't be easy.
Mel Kiper joins us on the show. Mel, last one for me, Jets related. So I'm hoping 13th we take an offensive tackle. Trust Joe Douglas and whatever he does. And then one of those second round picks, you got to imagine Green Bay is going to get one of those. Knowing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback, are you comfortable taking the center there in the second round, or would you go more of a veteran center for Aaron Rodgers in free agency?
I personally like John Michael Schmitz a lot from Minnesota. Todd McShay will say it's Joe Tippmann. I don't agree with that. Joe Tippmann, to me, needs work. He's high at center, comes up high at center. He's really tall. He's at angle. You don't see that often. I would make him an inside, maybe move him to guard. I'm talking about Tippmann more so than center. I think he's going to have a Pro Bowl future as a guard, not center. John Michael Schmitz is a center, an elite center. I have a high grade on him. So I'm thinking him over the rest of them. So I think it's one center that is potentially Pro Bowl caliber, and that would be the kid from Minnesota, John Michael Schmitz, and I think he goes in that mid-second round area, maybe late second round.
All right, Mel, listen, you're the best. We know you got to run. We look forward to hopefully getting the shout-out Thursday, and hopefully you get a couple minutes Friday. If not, we'll definitely recap this whole thing on Monday with you. Thanks for everything. We hope you enjoy the whipped cream. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, after all the pressure you put me under, Friday's got to be a go now. So somehow, some way, we got to make Friday happen. I mean, you guys just called me out during the show. I've never had that happen before, guys. Never been called out on a show in my history.
Mel, I almost
45 years.
Mel, I almost had to get into a fist fight to get you that whipped cream.
I know. That's why I feel obligated now. I feel like I got to make this happen. I'm gonna have to tell my friends at the NFL, forget about the call on Friday. I got to talk to DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You don't need to talk to every team.
I'm telling you.
Nobody. I mean, let's be honest. There are teams that nobody cares about the Cardinals, Mel. Bypass that. Call us when you're supposed to do the Cardinals call.
You guys are too much. As I say to Dari Noko on Saturday mornings on Thursday night, Dari, you're amazing. There you go.
Mel, we love you. We'll talk to you. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy it.
Talk to you Friday, guys.
All right, there you go. You see what happens, by the way? Everybody looks at me as the villain. I'm terrible. I can't do anything. I put people in compromising positions. He had told RJ, I'm not doing Friday.
But this is what I mean.
I'm done with him, and now he's like, I'll be with you guys on Friday.
Use your powers for good instead of evil, and you did, and you used them for good here.
Yes.
So that's what we need.
Yeah, but in a nice way. He just basically admitted that you bullied him into it.
Okay, who cares? Honestly, does it really matter? You know now he's going to join us Friday. We're going to get the shout-out Thursday, and then we'll do the full recap on Monday.
Don't tell me about the labor. Just show me the baby.
Yeah, even if what you say is true, that I bullied him, let me ask you this. Would you rather have a bullied Mel Kiper on Friday to recap what the Giants and Jets did on Thursday, or would you rather have a non-bullied Mel Kiper on Monday?
I'd take the bullied version on Friday.
Okay.
Well, after he shouted you out during the pick.
Right.
That's right. This is all very exciting.
I think this
exciting.
Is why it's the perfect team, though, is because I am not. I am in it by no means comfortable doing what you just did. But I'm the guy who enables you to do it. I go get the whipped cream.
Right.
I send it.
That's
and now
exactly
you have
right.
The leverage.
We have the yin and yang of the show is ideal.
Yes,
it's perfect, and that's why we love each other. Right? You're doing the whipped cream, and there's no way I could get the whipped cream. I don't know that I could. You know, package it and deal with all the vendor. Like, I can't deal with all that. That's you. That's your baby. You do it well. And, you know, my baby is I get things done. And it's a guy that told RJ, you know what, RJ, you got to expect for me not to join the show Friday. I'm not going to be able to. I'm done with him. And he's like, I'll join the show Friday.
I think this whole RJ thing is our fault the more I think of it.
What do you mean?
I think we've done him a disservice.
How so?
because we poke at, you know, poke at him that he's not that big. I think we should have gone the opposite direction.
So there's an enormous giant?
Right, so it's going to be tough
like
to say
Paul
no to this.
Like the Paul Bunyan of sports radio producers?
Well, yes. Now you're threatening physical assault. You don't even go that way. You guys threaten using your muscle, like I said. You bullied him and you cornered him.
Well, that's costing me money. I mean, RJ just being 6'8", 350 pounds, just a killer. That doesn't cost anyone anything.
Well, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's done.
The problem is RJ could fit in a bottle.
Oh, no.
I said it.
Okay. So much for that regret, huh?
You can't set me up like that. It's your fault.
You just said I regret it. Then you shoot out of a cannon, which you could fit him in a bottle.
Well, that's Santiago set me up. He put it on a tee.
These are the actions of someone with a problem. Please seek help.
I got all sorts of problems.
Most all troubled sorts. Person on the show.
You.
you didn't even wait.
You don't even need to finish the sentence. Again, you didn't have to wait to fire me. But you didn't have to wait to answer that question.
But
there you go.
Physically troubled at the moment is Rick. Which listen, I wish him well. He's clearly lashing out.
Have I sent you pictures of my groin yet? You guys haven't seen.
You know what? Send that to RJ. I'm good.
Well, not you can't sit. I didn't sit on my junk, you animal.
Hard pass.
Your group chat.
I could send you one of those too.
I bet you have in the past. Your group chat content is questionable.
What do you mean questionable?
Because you don't know. He doesn't know what line is too far.
There are no lines.
I think
with
the
this
one
man.
with the people near the car was over any line you could imagine. I don't even know where the line is. You can't even see the line.
I just sent it.
Oh God!
This is a very it's tasteful. It's a very tasteful.
I'm sure it's
photo.
A very tasteful groin shot.
It's not real deep into the groin area.
I've received. I'm going to look at this. If I look at this thing and I'm repulsed, I'm going to be very angry at you.
You won't be repulsed.
Oh my goodness! This is not good.
It's not great.
This is not good. You need to stop moving. You need to just sit.
When did this happen?
That's a couple days ago.
His whole undercarriage is all bruised.
Yeah, that was a Lake Placid situation.
That bruise is, what would you say, a foot long?
Maybe, I mean, the entire leg is bruised.
What did you do?
You need to just like sit in a room for like a month and just rehab.
Icing this thing?
There's been some work done, yeah.
Oh God!
The problem with you.
Well, you wonder why I pulled the couch in the other day. I couldn't sit down regular.
The problem with you is that you can't say no, even when you're hurt. There's no denying anyone.
Grasso was very unhappy that you played when you were not 100%.
The hockey team needs you. The baseball team needs you.
Now, if you didn't play baseball the other day, what happens?
Oh, we don't have enough guys to play.
All right, then they can't play.
And they don't play.
Then they don't play.
I can't do that to my guys.
What are you doing to us?
A bruise that looks like it's an eggplant. Now all of a sudden
you had me.
You had to pick eggplant.
I lived through the
eggplant things. is a purple vegetable. Yes,
of all things you could have picked.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
Great
comment. Okay, great compliment.
You're very welcome. You want to go to some of the calls?
I think we should take as many calls.
Okay,
as possible.
Then let's do that. Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And I tell you, if not the number one show, it's definitely make the argument the best show on the radio. And you deserve national recognition at the draft. The whipped cream, the whole relationship with Mel Kiper, I get all of that. But if I got a bone to pick with both of you. You guys are partners, right?
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Rick, how come you're not fighting Dave? The Jets are picking 13. The Giants are picking 25 as it stands right now. So when Kiper and the picks come in, why aren't the Jets the first mention of the Rothenberg and DiPietro show on ESPN? And then the Giants could follow with 25.
It's a great question, Ira. I just felt like because Dave was kind of this is his portion of the Mel Kiper situation. I'm the behind-the-scenes whipped cream packaging sending. And I don't feel comfortable asking for stuff like that. So Dave decided he wanted to do a Giants pick, so we're doing Giants.
No, I don't think I decided anything. I think Mel just took it upon himself to make it the mention during the Giants
pick. He mentioned Giants
pick,
maybe because it's later in the first round.
I actually think, and thanks for the call, Ira, I actually believe that Mel might think we're both Giants fans.
No, Mel knows I'm a Jets fan.
You think so?
Yeah, I just think because you asked it, and he knows what kind of crazy Giants fan you are.
Maybe.
And plus, it's a little bit later in the first round. You know what I mean?
I'll take it at any point. I don't care.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be Giants. It could be whoever. Thursday. Doesn't make a difference to me. This is an enticing call. Let's see what Adam in Bedford has to say. Good morning, Adam. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Rick and Dave. Great, great show. Rick, I get you with the athlete stuff because you got to play. So I'm with you there.
Thank you, Adam.
But the reason I'm calling is because I do baseball uniforms. I know you got this live Mets outing going on.
Are you going?
I want to make. I would like to go. I would like to make you guys some custom jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Rothenberg.
Beautiful.
MLB quality. It's elite. I can meet one of you guys to show you some quality, get some designs going. And I'd really like to make this happen for you guys.
I love it.
Sounds beautiful.
Now, Bedford, you're in Westchester. Is that accurate?
No, Medford, Long Island.
So, Medford.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say Westchester, Bedford would be easier for me to meet, but Medford, Long Island will not be easier for me to meet. So I don't know. How do you want to go about this? But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Rick, I'd love to take him up on his generous offer.
I think jerseys would be beautiful. I think what happens now, because RJ can't go off, but he types Medford instead of Bedford into the system. I think RJ gets his information, and we try to make this happen.
I think we should. But here's the thing, Adam. I want you to attend the outing so you can personally give us the beautiful jerseys, and then you'll be there, and we can hang out all day.
No, I'm in. I'm in. Thank you.
Absolutely. Love it. Wow, this is very exciting. This outing is going to be sensational.
Well, the last time we went was amazing.
Yeah, but now we're going to have personalized jerseys.
Right, personalized jerseys, and that was against Miami. This is going to be the Phillies.
Why'd you hang up on them?
Yeah, can I ask you something?
Did you just hang up on him, you idiot?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Much worse. Okay. Medford, Bedford are hanging up on the guy.
Okay. I'll own that was me. But do you think the guy is an idiot that he won't call back now? Adam from Bedford, Medford, I'm sorry.
look at the phone lines right now.
Okay.
Look at the phone lines.
Listen to me. Adam from Bedford, Medford. Send me a tweet. We'll go DM style, get your information. We will figure it out. Yes, I messed up. I'm sorry.
You give the guy a couple screens and a mouse, and he runs wild.
I messed up. What do you want me to do? I'm owning it. I messed up.
We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information. Click.
Hung up. You know, do you understand what I have going on here?
Oh, here we go.
I got the calls are all lit up. I got sound to the right of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, you know, Joker to the left of me. I got
I was going to start singing.
Sound to the to the right of me. I got my computer in the middle. I got reeds all over the place. I got, you know, the callers to the left of me. I got a clock to pay attention to. Mel's got to go at a certain time. Something had to give.
Clowns to the left of me. Joker's to the right. Here it is.
That's right.
Okay, so this is what's happening now. Okay?
Go
We're going to take some calls here and do your best, please. Do your best not to hang up on these people, all right?
I think that's very fair. And also what I would like to request from RJ is there a chance you get the names remotely accurate? Bedford in Westchester to Medford, Long Island is probably a 90-minute drive.
You're talking about the cities, not the names. The name was fine.
Yeah, right. That's right. The names of the place they're calling from that one letter changes everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything. Let's go to
give him a pass.
Let's get back. Oh, of course. Look at you. Of course, defending him. Let's go to Ted in the truck. Good morning, Ted. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Long time no talk. I just wanted to say how excited I am about this Knick team and how good Brunson and Barrett are playing and Josh Hart. You know, and I just think it's evidently clear that Julius Randle needs to take a step back and let Barrett take over the team a little bit. And I love seeing it. In the second half last game when Barrett was rolling, it just seems like the ball moves better. Toppin gets on the floor. I was wondering what you guys thought about that. I wasn't listening to the earlier part of the show. I was working. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I love what I'm seeing just from a ball movement standpoint.
Yeah, you know what I did like, Ted? Can I hang up on Ted now, Rick, by the way?
I think so. Okay, sexy Ted in the truck, yeah.
Okay. Is that... And I give him a lot of credit for this. Thibodeau realized that Randle had nothing. And from the jump yesterday, he had nothing. And he decided, you know what? The right thing for this team today is for Julius Randle not to play really meaningful minutes in the second half. And he really didn't. And I give Thibodeau a lot of credit. And I thought Randle, for the most part, handled himself very well. And Knicks got the win. And that's what matters.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know how hard that is for Tibbs. How much he respects Julius. Sometimes to a fault. But he understands the most important thing right now is giving this team the best chance to win. And Julius was not giving him what he needed, so he didn't play in the fourth quarter. I just think it's funny that we can just all of a sudden just throw aside the fact. I mean, the guy's been an all-star two of the last 3 years. He's on a very, very short list of players in the NBA that give you 25 and 10. And we just want to throw him away. Because we think the ball moves better.
I'm not looking to throw him away.
No, I'm not saying you. Yeah. I'm just saying phone calls that we take. It's like you can just, no problem, 25 and 10.
He's a very...
You find that right on the street.
Even when he's great. I mean, and listen, I'm the leader of this pack, right? Certainly I would admit that. But, I mean, I've watched him play, and he doesn't play well at times. And even if his numbers are good, he's very frustrating.
Well, it's the numbers. Yes, there's frustration. But it's the 25 and 10 that let you live with some of the out-of-control turnovers where you're like, what the hell is happening here? But
yes.
Then you look and you're like, well, it's okay because he's giving you 25 and 10.
And by the way, you know what we haven't spent a lot of time or really much time at all on today?
Who?
Jalen Brunson is awesome.
Awesome.
He, right, like, we haven't really diced, like, he's a, it was, what a free agent signing.
Yeah, well, he was one of the guys. I mean, I know Donovan Mitchell wanted to be a Knick, but Jalen Brunson wanted to be a Knick. And made the decision to come here and has been one of the best. I mean, he might be the best offseason signing in the NBA.
It's possible. And you got him for a pretty good number, too. And remember now, he was great in the postseason last year, and he's been even better as the Knicks' lead guard this year.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.